You and the other constables will approach the camp from this field, WPC Pierce, while in a clever pincer motion, the riot constables from London will approach from behind the screen.
Oh, would you just look at that view?
It's lovely.
Makes one glad to be a policeman, doesn't it, WPC Pierce? Oh, let's have the windows down, eh?
I love these recces, Sarge. Oh, look, is that a rabbit in a lay-by? Oh, he's nibbling some grass.
She, WPC Pierce, she. You'll have to hone your detecting skills if you want that promotion. In my experience, London riot constables are ruthlessly ambitious, and this is their crack squad. Stephen Robbins, Minister for Transport, is coming down himself, apparently.
Is he? Oh.
Now, you will go first, WPC Pierce, and attempt to reason with the hippies.
And the MP.
And the MP's family. I'll be lending you my own megaphone for the occasion.
Sarge?
Yes?
It's a shame, Sarge, don't you think? This whole field's going to be smashed to bits.
You can't smash a field, WPC Pierce. You're going to have to do better than that if you want that promotion.
Protesting Too Much by Kate Brook and Sally Phillips, starring John Fortune and Eleanor Bron. Episode 6.
Tell them to come out of the tunnel! It's not safe! They can perfect it for Manchester!
Is everything ready for tomorrow, Dan?
The catapult's ready to fire, Mrs. Dank.
Are the tiny stick rockets in position?
Fuse has got damp, actually. Mosquito's trying to dry them out with a hairdryer.
Good. And I've covered the 107th man trap with sticks, leaves and snowdrops, so I think
we're sorted!
Alpha Plus, the pair of you! We'll give them the fight of their lives tomorrow.
Ghibelline's siege tactics are the last thing they'll be expecting.
Yo, no age! Cold stick!
Radical defence against the oncoming horsepower, Skip. We stand in front of these sticks so they don't see them, right? And then when they're dead close, we step back and reveal...
The sticks! Our policemen frighten the sticks.
No, horses are...
Oh, excellent! That's really clever.
Then we give it to them with the water balloons and run off.
Can we run off together now, H?
Is it on already, Anne?
Yes. The video diary of Anne Dank. Sunday, 9th of March, evening.
Do I look all right?
Very handsome, Dad. As you can see, much activity tonight in Tiddybot as we prepare to defend ourselves against Babylon and the dark forces of Stephen Robbins.
My ex-boss and current Minister for Transport.
This is my dad, by the way.
Hello, I'm George Dank.
And he's painting a banner of... What is that?
Well, it's a road strangling a badger. As you see, I've sort of personalised the road, which is why it looks similar to a snake wearing a cloak. And I'm going to write underneath, bypass... My arse, which sums up the strength of my feelings.
So invigorating. My blood is positively racing. Ghibelline's siege tactics are back. They are alive amongst us.
And this is my mother, Hermione Dank, erstwhile lecturer at Reading University, whose ex-students have spent the last 2 days camping out on Stephen Robbins' roof, banging drums all night and weed-killering mad wheezy git all over his lawn.
Yes.
Anything to say, Mother?
Mad wheezy git. So imaginative. Time's been cruel to Stephen. It's stolen what little charm he ever had. So pleased I married you, poor G. Now, everything depends on where they attack from tomorrow. If they use the straight line format, then we're ready for them. I'm afraid we're rather vulnerable on the flanks.
Say something to the camera, Mum.
We are, of course, improving on Ghibelline's strategy. Nigel's cross-referencing with Agincourt, the wooden stakes and water bombs instead of archers, but it's worth a go.
Aha! Is it possible that I should love the enemy of France?
Then you're the fifth, Porge.
Yes.
Very good.
Well, I played Princess Catherine at school. Shakespeare actually wrote it in the accent. Is it the
possible... I know. Shakespeare's very derivative. Stole everything from Boccaccio.
Mm.
I give up. I'm going to find Dan. Hi, Dan. What are you doing? Oh, lock-ins.
You lied to me, Anne.
Only because I thought you wouldn't go out with me if you knew I was 17.
Well, I wouldn't.
So I was right. You can't blame me.
No, it's the principle. You wouldn't understand. Your age, you just...
I hate you. You're so shallow.
Well, that's good, then, because I hate you too.
Well, it's lucky we split up, then.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Good.
Dan!
What?
One of the catapults has fallen out of the tree. Can we use your C-14 harness with the adjusters and the swivel kit?
Yes, I'm right with you.
Testosterone is go.
That's Camp Dave over there, sir. You can just see their fires twinkling through the trees. Lovely.
Yeah. How strong is our infantry, WPC Pierce?
350 men, sir.
And our cavalry?
150 horses, sir. Yeah.
And how's our rear guard action shaping up?
120 vans, 10 coaches, 8 cherry pickers, 5 bulldozers. Oh, and I believe you brought a tank from London, sir.
Yeah. Well done, WPC Pierce.
Thanks.
And from our aerial observation this evening, we estimate that the enemy consists of 21 hippies, a handful of pensioners, and 4 dogs. Oh, how I love a foregone conclusion. How are you fixed for dinner, WPC Pierce?
George, look at them. They're all terribly down in the mouth. They need encouragement.
I'm not making a speech, H.
They need you, Porgy.
No.
Got that then, Dan?
Yes, yes. Well, thanks for telling us. Over.
Well?
What did he say?
Well, 120 vans.
That's a joke, that. He says double Claremont.
350 foot police. 100 mounted police. 8 cherry pickers. 5 bulldozers.
Who do they think we are? The Baader-Meinhof gang? This is preposterous.
And a tank.
Up until now, I've forgiven Steve his every petty malevolence, but a tank? Mm. It's just not fair. What chance does a gibbeline catapult have against a tank?
It's when they start jabbing at my eyes, Dan. I don't like that. It gets me all spiky, you know. I mean, I can't help thinking about it.
So they'll go for the eyes, do they?
Oh, yeah, they love the eyes, yeah. And the ears, and the fingers, anything they can jab at, and they say they broke by mistake.
George, this is your moment.
Not now, H. I'm really not up to it.
George has something to say, everyone.
I haven't. Not really.
Excellent.
Well, I just wanted to say that tomorrow is Saturday.
Right.
And Saturday is the day that you go to the shops or to the football or buy your lottery ticket.
So?
Well, in French, it's samedi. In Swahili, it's Juma Mosi, and in Latin, it's the day of Saturn, who is a god, I think.
Saturn is god of vegetation and agriculture.
Exactly, so he's on our side.
Oh, so spirium meum.
We have a power which far outshines shiny police vans and shiny police helmets. We have the power of belief that what we are doing is right. Yeah. We happy few. We happy, very few. And from now on, whenever Saturday comes round, which is quite often, we will show our jabbed eyes and our jabbed noses and our jabbed ears to our friends, and we will say, with pride, we were there that Saturday. We fought for Tiddybot Wood. So, I would like you all to raise your hearts to tomorrow. To Saturday.
Saturday!
Well done, Porgy.
Is it possible that I should love the enemies of France?
Attention! My troops, are you ready to scourge the land of dreadlocks and dogs on strings? I need you to hit as low and as hard as you can. Go for it. Don't hold back. You'll find it's fun once you've started. And one more thing. Dank. George Dank. Leave him for me. He's mine. Is that understood? Yes,
sir. The video diary of Anne Dank. Saturday, dawn. We are recording. This person here is Dan Watson, spokesperson for Red Alert for Roads.
God.
So, Mr. Watson, what tactics will you be employing today?
Well, the usual... Oh, turn it off. I feel like a prat.
No. Do you ever think of making peace before battle with anyone you might not be at peace with?
Oh, you're so irritating. Look, turn that thing off and then we can talk.
Trouble.
Trouble.
The battle of Tiddybot Wood.
For events under Section D of the Criminal Law Act 1977. At this time, I am personally going to ensure that you stay inside for so long that you wish you'd never seen a tree, let alone climbed it. Death and destruction to all protesters! Charge!
They're attacking straight! Splendid! Catapulters and Chinese stick rocket missiles! Ready?
Can we do it now, Norwich? Can we reveal the scary stick?
Hang on!
Now, Norwich! Can we do it now?
Hold! Hold! Now! Oh. Hit him with the water bombs! Oh. Run, baby! Run!
The outer defence still holding. Just. The horses are confused by Nigel's sticks and the enemy infantry are covered in treacle and ordure from Mum's catapults. But they're still advancing.
Bloody hell. It smells like cack.
It is cack.
I'll have you. You're under arrest. Give me that video. Come here.
Leave me alone.
What on earth?
Hello, Sarge. We appear to have fallen into a Henry VII man-trap.
And that man-trap's very effective. There's two of them in there now. Look, there's fist-fighting by the wooden sticks.
Help! No, wait! Help me! Oh, wow!
Don't jab her! Just leave her alone!
We're not doing anything!
Just leave her alone!
Get her off!
Don't look down, H.
Easy,
please. Steady as you go, Mrs. Dank.
I don't know how she does it. I could never walk across one of those walkways, especially not the tightrope.
No, it's 100 metres on just a bit of rope. 30 feet up, no net. She's quite some lady, your wife.
Oh, got you. Oh, H, you give me a heart attack every time you do that.
They've arrested Skip and Nigel.
Oh, no.
They dragged Skip off by her hair and kept jabbing Nigel in the eyes. He hates that. I can't bear it.
They've broken through, then?
Yes, they're advancing on these trees now, and they're bringing in the cherry pickers.
Well, I'll head for the nets. George, you'll protect this tree.
Consider it protected. I won't budge. I can't get down anyway. Bypass, my arse, and all that.
Fine. And Mrs. Dank, I'm sorry, but could you go back across the tightrope to the tree at the other end?
Certo, certo. Our trees are connected, George. How significant.
Connected by the tightrope.
Be careful, both of you.
I was not angry since I came to Tillybot until this instant. It's mass bullying, George. How I love the bullying.
Now, H, just calm down.
I'd like to castrate them, all of them. Oh, castrazione. Si, si. Evirazione. Mutilazione. Especially Steve O'Robbins, who's out there somewhere. If I see him, I'll think of something. Ta-da, Borgie.
Be careful, please, Hermione.
He's a locust. A locust, a plague, a horrible pestilence, a vile
suppurate. Oh, dear. I worry when she gets like this.
The cherry pickers are at the trees now. They're pulling Josie and Paul from the lower branches, but there are still some people much higher up on the walkways and in the net.
Oi!
That's Dan! Dan! Dan!
You're destroying people's heritage!
I can't see Dad. He must be on the other side of the wood in the old beach. But there's Mum! Yes! There's my mother! In the far tree doing some kind of war dance.
It's boiling! Come and fall upon you, men of Babylon!
Oh dear. I worry when she gets like this.
Who's in the lock-in? We need someone on the ground! We need someone on the ground!
There's no one in the lock-in in front of Dan's tree. There's no one there! Dan! Dan!
Hey, what's that girl doing? She's running in front of the bloody...
Look out!
What do I do? Stick my hand down the hole and put on the handcuffs.
Forward.
We thought we'd blithering killed you.
She's locked herself to the tree, ain't she? And I had a nice run up to that.
You're fab, Anne.
I know.
And you're gorgeous.
So are you.
Oh, blithering kids. What parent would let their child loose doing this kind of thing, I ask you? Write your MP and complain, mate. Standards these days.
May scorpions, vipers and rotting eggs engulf you.
We officially advise you to come down, madam. Otherwise, we will have no option but to remove you by force.
Lasciali di grignar cura lo senno.
Don't blame me. I'm just a security guard merely doing my job.
Hermione, long time no see.
Steve-O Robbins. What an expected surprise.
Where's your husband, Mrs. Dank?
Closer to heaven than you are.
Not for much longer. You can't defend him now, and he always was a wimp. By tonight, all these trees will be razed to the ground. And within a year, this very spot will be the Stephen Robbins Roundabout, with a statue to commemorate my commitment to the cause. Great men must leave their mark.
The land is not inherited from our fathers, Steve-O. It is borrowed from our children.
Dull, dull, dull. You always were a bore. Where's your husband, you tedious old trout?
Don't bully me, you mad, wheezy kid!
No one says that to me. No one.
Do you want your inhaler, sir?
Smoke her out.
Sir?
Light a fire under the tree. Let's smoke her out.
But, sir, she's locked onto the branch with her handcuff.
So?
Well, she won't be able to get out.
Just do it.
Bypass my arse.
No one's coming for me yet. It's like being last in the queue for an exam.
Bypass my arse.
We're waiting for the dentist. You'd think they'd come to get me first. I wonder how age is getting on. This is getting to be a bit boring, actually.
Emergency. We have an emergency on our hands. The smoke out's out of control. There's someone in a tree and she can't get out.
Mrs. Dank, can you break the branch you're attached to?
Dying. I can't do it alone. I need help. Mom! Dan, do something!
I'm coming across to you on the net!
The net's gone down! Dan!
I can't get across from here, Anne! There's nothing I can do!
Bypass my arse, bypass my arse, my arse, bypass. There's no one even looking like they're going to come and get me down. They've all disappeared over there. Hello, is that smoke? Typical, I miss all the action and then...
George, come in.
Dan, what's going on? I'm feeling a bit left out.
Carefully, George. Hermione is handcuffed to a tree which is on fire. The guards are calling in a helicopter, but I don't think there's time. She needs help to get a handcuff off the branch, and the only person who can get to her is you.
How?
The tightrope. It's attached to her tree. Now, can you get along it? George, are you there? Can you do it?
I'm videoing this just to show what these people have done to my mother. This is one step too far. This is murder.
Hang on in there, Mrs. D. George is coming to help.
The tightrope. La corda. Oh,
the tightrope is the longest walkway in the camp. It is the only walkway without a safety net beneath it. It is on a diagonal leading from the tallest tree to... There's Dad. He started down it. Don't look down, Dad! No. Bit of a wobble, but he's okay again. He's halfway along now.
I'm coming, H!
Poor Jim!
He's going very quickly and not looking down at all. He's doing brilliantly. Oh. He's just looked down. He's stopped. Dad!
Mia mande, mia amore. Poor Jim, darling. Look at me.
I'm quite high up, aren't I? I'm not sure I can, H. I've gone catatonic.
Raise your eyes and your soul to me, my loved one.
I can't.
George Dank, do as you're told.
Oh, That's where I'm going again.
Coming, H.
George! He's done it! Well done, Dad! Well done! Yay!
Masterful!
Just pull your arm away from the branch, H. Come on, I need help to break it.
Darling, I'm too tired. Oh, Porgy, our bodies will melt together. Our spirits will fly with the flames.
Well, that's all very well, H, but I'm not ready. I want to improve my handicap in golf. I want to learn how to make a proper French dressing. I want to go and...
Steve-O, Robbins, he did this.
Did he? I'll kill him.
There. We've done it.
Oh, Porgy.
There's a rock spider coming down here now.
Mr. Robbins! Mr. Robbins, wait!
I'm in a hurry!
The fire's out of control. Every safety law's been contravened. There'll be questions asked, Mr. Robbins. My man lit that fire under your instructions. And there were witnesses to that.
Get out of my way, you ass!
There'll be questions asked!
Running away, Robbins?
Dank!
You are a scoundrel and a coward.
Turn, hellhound! Turn! Fight me like a man!
You never were one! I've kept in trim, Dank! I'm a bolster-hitting, karate-chopping machine of unbridled aggression! Anything to say before I smash your bald head into the mud? What?
You dropped your inhaler.
Get that here.
And it's nearly finished, you mad, wheezy git.
No one says that to me.
Mad, wheezy git. Come in, WPC Pierce. I'm making a citizen's arrest. Over.
Yes, John, so in his first campaign speech, the Prime Minister has confirmed that construction has been halted on the Tiddabot bypass. He is quoted as saying, you see, we do know what you want, what you really, really want. This is Louise Bevan for Breakfast News on Monday, the 17th of March.
Morning, Mr. Dank. Thanks for coming back to the Today programme.
No, thank you.
This is your first interview since you came down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Quite a black eye. Never yes. Mind, at least it's radio.
Good morning, Mr. Dank, and welcome back. A month ago, you remember, you spoke on this programme and declared your intention to live up a tree. If
Mum!
The transport did not reverse the
Mother!
Build a bypass.
Hermione! Dad's on the radio now!
I can't do up my dress with these bandages.
Hero and achieved your aim, the reversal of the Tiddabot bypass. Isn't it true, Mr. Dank?
I told him to blow my new book. Do you think he'll remember?
No chance. Direct action before?
Yes, but frankly, in this case, they didn't have much choice. The eviction was a fiasco. A shocking breach of safety conditions.
How do you feel towards Mr. Robbins? He's awaiting trial for attempted manslaughter of your wife.
I'm just glad he's behind bars.
As you know, John, I'm standing as an independent candidate now, and my constituents seem to be behind me on that, so fingers crossed, eh?
No regrets?
Regrets? Well, Camp Dave, of course.
Camp Dave?
Tiddabot Wood. We stopped the bypass, but we couldn't save the wood, so I suppose Robbins got what he wanted in the end. The fire razed it to the ground. A blackened scar's all that's left of it. Oh, medieval torture in the modern consciousness. Can I just mention my wife's new book? It's got a very good chapter on pillywinks.
Michael Portillo has been defeated.
Labour is heading for a landslide.
So the defeat of David Mellor in Putney.
The Conservatives will have no MPs in Scotland or Wales.
It never occurred to me that we were going to lose.
They're toppling one by one, aren't they?
Tonight, we have been comprehensively defeated.
Results for Salisbury and Wilton, and that's George Dank in the pink suit next to the returning officer.
James Quayle, Liberal Democrat, 1,406. Julian Thynne, Referendum Party, 92. John Moles, Conservative, 6,674. George Dank, Independent, 24,982.
Protesting Too Much starred John Fortune as George Dank, Eleanor Bron as Hermione Dank, Louisa Millwood Haig as Anne Dank, Brian Bowles as Robbins, Chris Pavlo as Dan, Alan Francis as Nigel and Sarge, Elliot Nichols as Skip and WPC Pierce, Sally Phillips as Aurora, and John Humphreys as himself. Extra campers were played by the pupils of the Latimer School, North London. All other parts were played by members of the cast. It was written by Kate Brooke and Sally Phillips. Technical presentation was by Alec Hale Monroe. The broadcast assistant was Helen Williams, and the producer was Jane Bertu. Yes.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, everybody. As you know, we're standing on what remains of Tittybot Wood. I have something that I wish to do here, and I wanted to share it with all of you.
Did he write this himself?
He writes them all himself now.
This is a stripling beech tree. A beech that will take 300 years to reach the proportions of its predecessor, but there's no time like the present, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first tree of many that I pledged to plant in this area. It is a reminder of the past, of the ancient woodland so needlessly destroyed. It is also a reminder of the future, and of our responsibility to that future. May this tree flourish, and may its branches spread over flourishing countryside.
Yes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you will join with me in replanting Tittybot Wood, and agree with me when I say, you can never protest too much.
Yeah.